There are different strands and struggles going on within the revolution. As with any revolution, there are people who have slightly different interests. There were the composition of the population in Haiti was that it had a very large enslaved African population, but it also had a very significant free population. We can say they're often called, I don't know, free people of colour. That is to say, people who were not Europeans and were not enslaved Africans made up this large free coloured population. They had slightly different interests to the enslaved, and in the revolutionary struggles, they often waged their own, often pursued their own interests, if one could talk about them as a group. So that's one aspect of the divisions which existed within Saint-Domingue, as it was then. Sometimes they fought in the interests of the revolution, sometimes they fought in their own interests, sometimes they allied with foreign powers, and so on. I would say that's the main division, although one can also find sometimes differences between the main revolutionary forces of the enslaved. People like Christophe and Dessalines sometimes had slightly different views to Saint-Louverture. So all the things you'd expect to find in a revolution. Revolutions are a bit like a kind of mighty river, but with different currents and streams. And sometimes, anyway, these go in slightly different directions at different times, but it's the river that's important, really, and the consequences of how it flows, in what direction it's flowing. And even after the revolution was successful in 1804, some of these differences emerged, and for a time there were two separate states in Haiti that were in rivalry or in antagonism with each other. But by the 1820s, these two states had been unified, and there was one independent Haiti.